Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the program. Now, what is the current situation, in the broadest terms, what is the current situation with the CSIRO's Climate Research Division?
Well, to be totally honest with you, this particular climate division of CSIRO is looking to have 61 jobs cut from it. The Minister's announcement yesterday is pointing to a direction where they are focusing on climate research, but are actually creating 15 new jobs. The particular concern that we have at the moment is that's nowhere near the 61 to go from that division, let alone the 1,300 that have already been cut since this government came to power.
Because at the time we had reports indicating up to 350 positions, four in every five jobs were to actually be cut. So did it work out that dire?
Look, it has been. In this calendar year, we're going to be losing 296 jobs. As I said, that's on top of the 1,300 already lost. So it is a dire situation. The problem we're facing now is that staff have had enough. Morale is at rock bottom, and a lot of them have had enough and are looking for alternative employment, which is a real shame because they're going to lose some real talent. That many people have been there for upwards of 20 years who are thinking of walking out the door.
Well, as also at the time the cuts were originally sort of announced, as many as 110 positions in the Oceans and Atmospheres Division were under the axe, and a similarly sharp reduction in the Land and Water Division. This was basically going to mean the end of these particular divisions. At the moment, are there specific areas of the divisions that climate researchers are particularly concerned will go missing?
Well, there are particular sites. In fact, in Victoria, there's a site called Aspendale, which is responsible for ice core research. There's also research associated with the Cape Grim Research Centre down towards Tasmania. I've been down there myself personally and seen some of the ice cores they have there, one of which is well over 100,000 years old. And that's the ice core that they use to take the carbon dioxide samples from. That research, all the equipment down there, including the offices that are down there, are really under a real threat unless change occurs by this government.
Now, Labor and the Greens at the time, back in February, asked the Turnbull government to hold off on making any cuts, at least until the next election. Do you feel that would have been beneficial to the CSIRO?
Oh, most definitely. One of the things that we get reports from our members is that there's a complete lack of confidence in the senior leadership of CSIRO, including the CEO. In several workplaces, we've already had scientists on their own accord with motions of no confidence in the leadership team of the CSIRO. One of the commitments that the Labor Party committed to make was a complete review of the executive management team, something that we fully supported. There's just a real mistrust in the direction that CSIRO is going, and a halt and a review of the whole process would have been beneficial to our members, but also the Australian public in general.
I also remember at the time it seemed like Australia was going to have basically no choice but to allow other nations to do the heavy lifting when it came to actual climate research, and then researchers were just going to have to adjust the new discoveries to our own climate as best we could. In terms of reputational damage, is there any coming back from that? Is there really any coming back for Australia on the global scene?
It's a huge problem. Basically, under the current leadership of CSIRO, the brand of CSIRO has been damaged almost irreparably. For example, with a little bit of public pressure from our end, the government has committed to a new climate science centre in Hobart. The problem is right now, from my understanding, they're struggling to fill the position of director for that particular area. No one wants the job. Who wants to work for CSIRO if you could lose your job in the coming years? But who also wants to do it if there's no guarantee of a government commitment into the future that's going to be significant enough to deliver the climate research that needs to happen?
So in your view, Michael, what do you think actually needs to happen here? Is it just a case of throwing a bit more money at the agency, or is these leadership issues really needing to be resolved first, or ultimately have the cuts just gone too deep? Is there no going back?
Well, I don't think it's too late to turn the ship around, but it needs to happen soon. The Staff Association, in conjunction with the CPSC, have written to the Minister, and he has agreed to meet with us, and we look forward to that meeting. But we've also written directly to the CEO of CSIRO, requesting a halt to the job cuts until a firm commitment from the Minister and the government can be determined. The problem that we're facing is there's no real long-term outlook for CSIRO, and that's really what's required. And we're also requiring bipartisan support across all levels of government to support the future viability of the CSIRO and publicly funded science.
Well, Michael, do appreciate your time coming on the program this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Not a problem.